This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world, the shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyro.
The Monday, August 22nd edition of Talking Heads is on right here, right now, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You want to in your company right up until 6 p.m. And right out of the break, you got a call. Mr. Producer, we got a call right out of the break. So before I get into everything, let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio. And all of that for that? Anyway, whoever that was, don't call back. How anticlimactic was that? Anyway, happy Monday to you. Hope you had a good weekend. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. All right? And GuardianTalkRadio.com. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. You know, I like to get your minds right before we get started each and every day. Get you out of work and home in a good way. And now I guess I got to say we're going to make the work run and the home run nothing but fun, I guess, because school is back in some places. So the commute is on. So I like to have you in a good place. Leave your work stress at work, school stress at school. Focus on enjoying the evening. And, you know, we do this with the brain teaser. Plan for Joker's Wild Party Passes. And here's your question for today. All right? You got a couple of good ones I could go with. Wow. This is just kind of deep. That might be too hard for you all on a Monday. All right. Recent survey, 100 Bahamian women between the ages of 21 and 50. Survey revealed that 78% said they regret this the most about their high school years. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Plan for Joker's Wild Party Passes. You got between now and the news and the top of the hour at 5 o'clock to get your answers in. Recent survey, 100 Bahamian women between the ages of 21 and 50. Survey revealed that 78% regret this the most about their high school years. What is it? That's your brain teaser. While you chime in on that, I'm going to chime in on this. Let's jump into the headliners. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, new arrivals in stock right now at Fine Threads. All right? And don't forget, they have new items coming in every week. Chino pants, brand new lines of shirts from all your favorite brands for any event or occasion. So swing by both locations, the flagship store, Talbot Hill, Mackey Street, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Fine Threads for the man with good taste. And don't forget, you can shop online and then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Simply log on to finethreads.com. All right, so as we look at the headlines today, who was making headlines in the 242? Glaring jumps out on a Monday, shot dead at a baby shower. One man killed, four boys hurt as gunmen opened fire. Third shooting of the weekend takes year's total to 89. Murder total, that is, to 89. My God, we shooting up baby showers now? We shooting up baby showers. That ain't gangster. Hate to tell y'all. Shooting baby showers. We already laid to rest. My God. The footage over the weekend of those parents, especially the dad, laying little Anton to rest. My God. And every parent should just say, there but for the grace of God go you or I, and pray for our family. This where we at? And that's the third shooting of the weekend. Murder count at 89. And we're still in August. When is this going to cease? When is this going to change? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon, my little boy. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, JJ?
I'm fine, man. The dead lady. You got like warrants. Wait them now.
No. Listen. Hold on. You can't blame me. You hear how long Sheldon take with that sports report? That was last 11 minutes.
Yeah. I did good today. Yesterday or last week. They did good. Pay the people the money now. They didn't pay them the money. Pay my BMW to put the money. They put it to in this country besides us BMW. It's a real BMW. But not even now I call the phone, right? I can put you on blast right now.
What you gonna put me on blast for?
Tell a bunch of them married. You put their son on it in the group, put the man in the group, man.
Be fair. Hey, look here, let me tell you something. You mean my little group got the great JJ calling me, begging to put Derek in the group?
Yes, fair and balance.
Y'all believe Derek can help you out that much?
No, it'll help you.
Well, it sound like you're topping out, man.
No, I don't know. He's just my way, man. People want me to put me in my chat groups. I don't do that. He speaks real talk, man. They speak real. They send balance. Like,
wait, hey, look here.
Now, let me see you. That's why I said I put you on blast.
You ain't got to put me on blast. I'm having a laugh.
Where's my boy, man?
You still my boy?
I'm on a corner having a few bush with my boys on going.
Bush bears.
Yeah. I see you later, buddy.
You too, my brother. Be safe. I can only laugh. You hear my little chat group, though? They got like a hired political babbit that likes to jump through every chat group ever. You know what I mean? One minute he's a FNM, one minute he's a PIP, one minute he's a DNA, next minute he's confused. I think he got like 19 voices in his head. But hey, you give him a coke and a smile, boy, and he'll chase that tail for you. Listen, if you come in my group, you got to be objective and you got to bring the facts, like from the dailies and, you know, from the news reports, like from the national news reports. You can't be telling me no stuff off social media. No. Bahamas, this one and that one, no. They wrong 90% of the time. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's that?
Afternoon.
I
come to answer the question, the riddle.
Man, this is for one. Man, I hope you're right, because you're like the first caller we had ever in the longest time. Just actually play us by the rules and use the phone. The Texas laugh, kill you to death. But anyway, what's your answer?
I think it's, how about the hairstyle?
Boom! Who's this?
This is Zion,
let me just check the Texas. Nothing. Yearbook picture. Not going to the prom. Not studying. Paying attention. Guess what? None of the Texas right today. Zion, you straight, boy. You hooked up. You're absolutely right. You got your Jokers Wild tickets. Yeah, 78% of the women, surveyed said, look, the one thing that they could change about high school would be the hair style.
All right.
So you hooked up. Now, what I need you to do is I need you to hold the line. My producer's going to get all your information, and somebody from The Guardian will contact you and tell you when to come pick up your prizes, all right?
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You are hooked up, man. Way to start it off on a Monday, man, right out the gate. Good stuff, man. Enjoy your prizes, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, bro, be safe. But right out the gate, hairstyles. Hey, first call in a while, eh? Way to go, phone lines. Solid. Good stuff. Texas, you are lose that one today. Anyway, back to this, though. Shot dead at a baby shower. I still can't get over that. You know? I can't. Another big story popping out. Ingram, PLP avoids tough decisions. Story by Krishna Russell. You know, you got to check that one out. And, you know, yeah. What can you do? You look at that and like, here it goes. I get what the FNM was trying to do on the 30th anniversary. Everybody politicized it. But then in politicizing it, you have to be careful how you politicize it. I saw a statement floating around and then heard a voice note, you know. And somebody told me to listen to it. That's why I listen to it, because I normally don't listen to Fred Mitchell voice notes nowadays. I just class them with the silly septuagenarian politician and just put that on the side with the rest of some of the other drivel that floats through. But today they was like, man, listen. And it was so ironic. And you know, as a comedian, I love irony. My God, the irony there. Mr. Mitchell going on and on about the FNM and the 30th anniversary and Ingram and all of this. But didn't they make you a senator in 1992, Mr. Mitchell? When Mr. Ingram came in, didn't he make you a senator in 1992? Didn't he give you opportunity in 1992 as FNM? So if there were no FNMs in 92, then your career wouldn't have been back on track, right? So see the irony in all of that? I see you haven't listened to it right now, right? Just the irony of it. And then you got the Minnesites jumping up. Oh, Jesus, the Minnesites. What a loyal band of blind Minnesites they are. Any opportunity to get to push that narrative, here they go.
Why did Papa take a shot at Minnes? He made mention of Adrian Gibson.
Yeah. Maybe if Dr. Minnes would have listened to Mr. Ingram and taken some sage veteran advice, he may not have ended up the way he ended up politically. But he dismissed it. So at the end of the day, you got to put your big boy pants on and understand. Mr. Ingram made his statement. I had some concerns about the situation in Long Island, a candidate from Long Island, and now look today. The party has egg on its face. Isn't that a fact? Isn't that a correct statement that at the moment, whether guilty or not guilty, to remain decided and found out by a jury of his peers, and innocent until proven guilty? Nonetheless, though, isn't it a situation? Okay. Sit there and take it. Let Papa say he told you so. I get that, because if I tell you something happened, and I'm going to guess what? I tell you I told you so. Okay. But the FNM remains a house divided. If they want to stand any chance to win in the next election, they got to have some unity behind the present leader, Mr. Michael Pintard, who's doing an excellent job making the rounds right now, pulling the page out of Mr. Davis' book, photo op central, but actually doing it on the ground, making it happen, being effective and relevant and in the moment. Don't sleep. Tell you all, Pinto, I guess some momentum behind him. That's going to be a hard out right there. And I get the whole sections of the Minnesites wanting to return, the crumb snatchers, because you want the gravy train to continue. I get the PLP pushing Minnes too. Who more would the PLP want to see in another election but a reinstated Dr. Hubert Minnes leading FNM? That's chalk. That's the breakaway slam dunk layup. All they got to do is show up with a yellow tie, brand new blue jacket. They're good to go. Anyway. That's a wrap on your headliners. You're running a little late today because of that 11-minute start. Thanks to my colleague Sheldon. So guess what? We'll go to the first break. On the flip side of the break, we'll come out and we'll talk about the buzz. Was buzzing in the 242 All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And I'll be honest, it's topic of immigration still buzzing throughout the 242. Just bzzz. Situation in Freeport at the track and field events. At the NACA or NACACA, whatever it is. Let me get the right pronunciation. We got to talk about that because we had some great achievements by the athletes, but we did drop the ball. Is this a caller here, or is this somebody who was hanging up on a new caller? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? We there? But anyway. I mean, if you ring once or twice, you got to let me get to you. You know what I mean? Give me a chance. It's a talk show. I'm going to make sure you're part of it, but just let me finish what I'm saying. So let's go to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back at you. And like I said, we get into the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. That'll be followed up by The Global Woman. We're seeing up the planet in 60 seconds or less, brought to you by KFC Nassau. I'll take my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, and I'll open up the phone lines. And toward the bottom of the hour, you know, we got Cuban Willie's numerology report. All brought to you by the Island Game. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Monday edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads continues right here, right now, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM and the buzz. Okay, listen. As I made my way to work, videos drop in, press release, press conference. Chime in and tell me what you think about all what's going on around this Immigration Act. First of all, I got issues. The AG, longtime friend, I got to disclaim it, went to school together. No issue with Mr. Pinder. I know him long time. I know who he is. But because of that, we can agree to disagree on some things and there's no love lost. That's what I like about our friendship. However, got an issue with the fact that I know the PRP had a bad go with referendums, right? Their track record with referendums suck. But you can't take it away from the people because you feel they'll vote wrong. That's basically saying, well, they might not vote how we want to, and then you know what that means. So, hey, that's still our opportunity. You all work for us. We want our stake in the game. We want our share. We want our moment to be able to chime in on things. Listen. Now, you all got to stop. Okay? Okay? Naughty, guess what? 325 fall all week. Cuban Relief is correct. Uh-oh. Stop it. 325, look at that. Came home courtesy of Cuban Relief. And he ain't from Cat Island either. Thank you very much. Listen, you texters really getting out of hand now. And I appreciate you. Because I always brag that I got the biggest and best audience in the business. And the most intellectual too. But listen, Mr. Producer, you hear us now? Naughty, if you could talk about Papa, you could at least do it in the Papa. You could have the decency to do it in Papa voice. My brother, calm down. That's all you can get. That's all you can get. Don't indulge me. Where's my buddy Sean from Visage when you need him? All right. I digress. So what's your take on the whole immigration situation? And you know, now there's allegations swirling that whole portions of the bill were trying to be removed and repealed and exchanged and Bahamian's rights taken away. And you got to cross that right now with the political propaganda mumbo jumbo going on because that's where it's emanating from. But where there's smoke, there's sometimes fire. So we got to do our due diligence. Where are we with this? How do you feel about it, Joe Public? What my talking head's got to say on that? And then the second buzz comes out of Grand Bahama. Great results on the track by the athletes, but what happened with the hotel? What happened with that? Come on. And you know, not picking on the minister for Freeport, Miss Ginger Moxie, supposed to be on this show twice, committed twice, and then at the last minute had something come up. I ain't trying to pick, but what's going on with track meets and transformers and Ginger Moxie? Because they had a track meet earlier in the year. Transformer blew up. Situation with the meet in Freeport. And all they got out of Freeport is the F&M did it. The F&M did it. They was mad. The F&M sabotaged it. Here we go again. Big track meet over the weekend. Everybody there. We go into the world. Issues with our Lucaya. If you had the athletes already set to stay in the smaller surrounding hotels in Freeport, I think that was a great idea. Those businesses have suffered for long enough in the pandemic. This would have been a good little boost they needed. But no, this administration decides to move it to the Alukaya. Now, I get probably why they did it. This is my take. You trying to get this deal closed? We want to make sure this looks operational and functional. Let's put a little, you know, dry run on it, and maybe that'll enhance people to keep doing what they need to do. We'll get this deal done. But no. Issues with the water. Issues with the internet. Other issues. Issues with power. And here come the Minister for Grand Bahama. Okay? With the statement. Out the gate. We had a problem with the transformers. Come on. Second track meet, second transformer gone. All the apologists jump up. F&M did it. Come on, man. Are you trying to tell me, Miss Moxie, the Transformers don't like you? Are Decepticons in your life? Do you need Rodimus Prime to come save you? What's going on? Can we get the situation fixed? That's an ample opportunity. And yeah, we had some great results, but yeah, we had some poor PR out of that. And then don't try to blame the BAAA. No. They need to be held accountable for the poor showing at Nationals because they didn't promote it correctly. Worst turnout I've seen in years. Beat them with that stick. Can't beat them with this stick because they didn't make that call. So therefore, i.e., let's get it together. Let's get Freeport right on the whole. Naughty. These governments are bypassing the Constitution and not acknowledging the referendums, which is the people's voice. Thank you, sir, ma'am. I'm glad you said it. Because when I say it, you know, then please, more Bahamians need to say it. Naughty, you know what? It's for Jamaicans to push out from your place. You know they ain't used to no two-star hotel. So if they leave, that means the place is horrible. How politically incorrect was that text? But it somehow made sense. But you're terribly politically incorrect. What do you know that it is for Jamaicans to push out? Oh, Lord. Text to you. I've identified you. You are definitely going to Hades on a scholarship with some of the stuff you send me. I don't think equality should be up for a vote. So if they're trying to adjust immigration or to make it more equal for both men and women, then fine. Then I'm fine with no referendum. All right, fair enough, Tex. So let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Talking Heads.
Yeah, I can't find something. I'm the government supposed to protect the citizen and look for the citizen?
Yes. As best they can. I mean, hold on. Now, when you say that, in what parameters do you mean the government's supposed to look out for their citizens?
I'm talking about all kind of stuff happening with the social services. About the gender thing, where they're trying to bring up all kind of different people in this country. This country don't have a bunch of illegals in it. We don't need no more. It's like they taking the size of the illegals than the behemoths. And first, I said that the government, both PIP and FNA, it's traitors to the human people. Because our profile is now caught for this.
I get where you're going. Can you want to elaborate some more?
But I'll elaborate. I think they need, I really don't want us to go back to another Burma riot. But that's what looks like an happening. I said we need to have another election right about now to get rid of both PIP and FNA.
Now listen,
all them are corrupt.
Let me ask you a question. So how do you feel about not being part of a referendum on the immigration issue? Do you feel like we the citizens should have been part of the referendum? Regardless of what the citizens, everyday people like me and you. It should have been put to a referendum. We should have had our say.
Yeah.
How do you feel on that?
Yeah, I bought it. Ryan, whatever his name. He is not no Beeman. How the hell you could get turn Beeman just for election?
Had dual citizenship, renounces American, and fully embraces Bahamian, which is quite
legal. Let me tell you something. If Selenium was still alive, Selenium would have fired him from that stuff. And when he opened the smoke.
Boy, you fired up.
Although Selenium was mixed, he is still pure-breed Bahamian. He lucky for the Bahamian people. But look, people don't come after Selenium. They're traitors to the Bahamian people.
All right, Carl, I got some more callers coming in, but you made some good points. I appreciate your call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? What you got good for me today, man?
Hey, Naughty. If this government does not listen to the commentary of the ordinary citizens in this country speaking about these issues that they are trying to present to us and think that these are... you know, the people are not thinking, then they're in for a very rude awakening. Because, first and foremost, it's a national insult for them to talk about not bringing something to the people through a referendum, if that is what the Constitution gives the right
See, my
Bahamian people.
My take on that, Jeff, is like the Constitution, that's all right. So, well, listen, don't come looking for me for a vote. If I ain't good enough for a referendum every in between when we need it, don't come every 5 years looking for my vote. Because if I'm not good enough to be part of a referendum, then why should I be good enough to vote for you?
Well, Naughty, that's all fine and good. And you know, the thing is, as the previous caller has so rightly said, you know, we have been betrayed for quite some time. The voices of the Bahamian people apparently does not matter to these political parties unless it comes down to election time.
That's my previous statement, Jeff. That's my previous statement. They only care about us every 5 years. Yep. We need to care in between. All said in the comedy business, if you're screwing me, at least kiss me when you're screwing me. That's all.
Well, I'll end with
this one. Getting no kiss.
I'll end with this one. The majority rule that the political party boasts so much about. And, you know, from an intelligence standpoint, or point of view, you know, a lot of us view it as basically a farce, because really the only time the majority rule tends to come into play is during election time. Other than that, the Bahamian people are left in the way to swing it.
Speaking, that's the only time they bring it up, Jeff. That's the only time they bring it up, Jeff.
That's the only time. You know, the immigration aspect of it. The Bahamian people have been screaming from hell the high water about solving and resolving this matter, and nothing is done.
And
the Freedom of Information Act,
again,
the Bahamian people have been asking
screaming.
We've been screaming about it, and nothing comes out of it. And you know what's the sad part about it? Right now, we're talking about it again as Bahamians, and the current administration still does not have it on their periphery to even discuss and try to solve the issue. So that's another insult. So in essence, then, in closing, I'll leave on this note. Both of these political parties have been playing the Bahamian people for fools. And I don't blame them. I blame we, the Bahamian people, because we see what they're doing to us. And yet, we do not get them to account and be transparent about what it is that they're doing.
No problem, Jeff. Always, man. Good stuff. And yes, sadly, we are part of the blame in that regard. Real quick, couple of texts. Naughty, we don't like it. A silent bill or any other constitutional change that is not done by referendum. And the referendum is accepted. Not said, it's an opinion. Whether the people speak no is no. Or when the people speak no, it's no. We don't like it. If they would just be more transparent with the people, then we wouldn't have to be guessing of the intentions of our own government. I think the government needs to reconsider because it makes no sense. They don't have control of these illegals coming here now. Now you want to give them another avenue to flood our shores? Who is thinking and who is running this clown show? Well, Texas, you all have spoken. All right, keep it coming. Good stuff, first hour. Yes, y'all, good stuff chiming in. All right, all of my talking heads. Let's slide up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, listen, man, Tuesday just got 10 times crazier at KFC. Satisfy all your KFC fried chicken cravings for one low price. Enjoy 10 pieces of KFC chicken thighs, legs, and wings for only $20. Only on Tuesdays and only at your favorite KFC location. Available for you for takeout and drive-through. And drive-throughs open and frying until midnight across the board, Monday through Sunday at your favorite KFC locations. All right, let's check out the warm. Let's see what's going on. What's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Like I said, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. AMC Theaters did something cool over the weekend. They showed Grease for $5 a ticket, with $1 from each ticket on sale going towards breast cancer research in honor of the late Olivia Newton-John. I think that was a very class act right there. All right. Hulu has renewed Only Murders in the Building for a third season, so no retirement yet for Steve Martin. Brian Stelter, the host of CNN's Sunday morning show Reliable Sources, is leaving the network following the cancellation of the long-running media news program. A rumor out there, Tom Holland as the next James Bond. Not. Finland's prime minister has been in the gossip circles lately, and she was videoed dancing at a club with a mystery man. According to a Finnish tabloid, the clearly intoxicated social democrat danced intimately with at least three different men and sat on the laps of two different men. Uh-oh. Something coming out of that. Meanwhile, Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde keep showing up at various places together in New York. They were seen locking lips at a New York City gym. So let's see where that goes. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez got married again this weekend, this time at Affleck's Georgia estate. This is the ceremony for friends who couldn't make the Vegas ceremony, including Matt Damon, Jimmy Kimmel, Casey Affleck, Andrea DeMatteo. And that's a wrap right there on The Global Woman. Miss Eating Up the Planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. And now let me slide up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And listen, people, it's all about the lemonades at Dunkin'. Lemonade, that cool, refreshing drink. Yes! You definitely got to check it out at your favorite Dunkin' location. You know what I'm talking about, all right? They are the Dunkin' refreshers. Yeah, man. And they're infused, and they're all good. And there's flavors to choose from, and that's what I like. You could always miss and match, all right? Get ready to go. The Dunkin' refreshers are there, and get ready to go. Mango. You got the strawberry dragon fruit, the mango pineapple, and the peach passion fruit waiting on you, all right? A mixed a lemonade. And those great flavors. So you definitely want to check it out and cool down all summer long at your favorite Dunkin' location, all right, with the Dunkin' Refreshers. Waiting on you. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance, post-clearance. No reason for you not to be running on Dunkin', because you know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. And I'm going to slide right out of my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break into my commercial break. And on the flip side of the break, I'll be back at you with Cuban Willie's Immigration Report, all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. Good stuff. First hour in the books. Good stuff. My talking heads on this Monday. And y'all keep it right where you got it. Everything continues right after this.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry dragon fruit, peach passion fruit, and the new mango pineapple. Sip an ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Back to school time is here, and so are the smart styles and great prices at John's. Great prices on brands like Clark, Sperry, Timberland, Fat Farm, and others you've grown to trust over the years. Both you and your child will be happy with their shoes each morning. Your backpack, their lunch bag, or box, John's has you covered. Socks and belts, too. Teachers, we know your job can be hard on your feet, so make sure put them in something easy to work in by coming into John's. And help get yourself ready for the new school year. So to beat the crowd, come on in today to John's and get set for school.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
you... When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We'll be right back.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And it continues right now. And real quick as we get into it, I think we may hear from Cuban Millie on the flip side of the rig. We might hear from him in the 5 o'clock hour. But definitely got to congratulate the winner, the latest winner with the Island game. All right? Let me tell you, man, it's good stuff to see these folks win, man. You know? Big up to Desmond G. All right? He's the latest winner with the Island game. All right? He won his over the weekend. He was on the heels of Margaret G. She was the previous winner. 200 a week for a year. And then Desmond came along. He's got 250 a week for a year, all courtesy of Percy's pension plan and the Island game. All right? So congratulations to those winners. And if you want to keep, if you want to play and you want to win with the Island game, simply log on to islandgame.com. Sign up now today. Start playing and winning responsibly. Don't forget, I got your pro picks coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, brought to you, of course, by the Island game. All right. That's a wrap. We're going to slide up into the news. On the flip side of the news, we'll be back out in the 5 o'clock answer. I'll have the answer for your trivia, and we'll get into the sports. Keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads continues right after this.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Monday edition of Talking Heads continues right now, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And just to remind you, the answer for the trivia today was hairstyle. Purdy, I think, is trying to zoom in there, Mr. Producer, so look out for him. So for those of you who asked, you know, hit me back, yeah, it was hairstyle. Okay? All right. And while we wait for Earl the Pearl to chime in, we will get into today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget the Businessman's Lunch Special. Every day, Monday through Friday, different special daily. All right, the staple is Thursday. Split pea soup and dumpling. Oh, them dumplings big. Oh, God. So give them a call, 377-7776. See what they got chefed up for you this week. And don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and Friday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. right there at Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right. Today in sports history, 1950. Well, today is August 22nd. Today in sports history, 1950, Althea Gibson became the first black tennis player or African-American tennis player to be accepted into a national competition. 1951, 75,052 people watched the Harlem Globetrotters perform. It was the largest crowd to see a basketball game at the time. Due to its racial policies, Rhodesia was asked to withdraw from the 20th Olympic Summer Games. 1989, Nolan Ryan became the first major league pitcher to strike out 5,000 batters. 2001, Brett Hull signed a 2-year deal for $9 million with the Detroit Red Wings. 2003, Albert Pujols of the St. Louis Cardinals went 0-for-5 to end a 30-game hitting streak. Quote of the day, I grab a whole armful of guys with the other color jersey, and then I peel them off until I find the one with the ball. Big Daddy Lipscomb of the Baltimore Colts. Thought that'd be pretty good going into football season. All right, we got Earl the Pearl here lined up. Pearlie, what's good?
What's up, my brother? Right here.
Listen.
What's happening?
We got to get into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, because you know we got Sheldon Long with a special report on the track and field events out of Freeport. However, when we come out of that break, we got to talk. Your Dolphins didn't look too good, buddy. But my Cowboys, special teams and defensively, very nice.
Considering my Dolphins didn't start three of the proposed starting lineup of the offensive line, didn't play Xavier and a couple other players. All right, fine.
It's the preseason, okay?
Exactly.
And we're trying to prevent you from being that guy 24 hours, okay? Just calm down.
I'm only right now, my full concentration is on blue.
Yeah, because you're winning. You're winning.
Start in September. Pardon me?
You're winning. You can't on bond.
I'm blue. Nasina, one thing you know about me. Win, lose, or draw, lawyer. You know that one.
You got the big red head back. You got the big red head back.
He pitched a gem. And then we had a rookie, I always pronounce his name, Papaya or Papaya, whatever, anyway.
Pepper that Pot, man.
You know what? The brother pitched good. That's what I need
to say. The dude with the last name P.
Yeah, the dude with the last name P. But the rookie, he was six strong innings, gave him a couple of runs, but six strong innings. You know, that Thompson fella, my namesake, oh my goodness, the brother making it harder and harder. Edwin Rios supposed to come back off the IR. I don't know what happened to him.
Edwin who?
And then the brother you send me, that's one of the best gifts you give me all year.
With Joey Gallo?
Ah, man, he nailed fella, run on second, base it to left field, and hit it to Joey. Ha, 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 the ball was weak, that whole play for him.
Joey Gallo, doing his thing.
Joey come back and hit a couple of double off the wall, a couple of singles. He's been really batting well in the last three, four games he's played in.
So, I'm happy for you, Earl. Just rub it in some more, buddy. The gift that keeps on giving, I guess. But I digress.
Your Dallas Cowboys look good.
The special teams look good.
Yeah.
Very good. You know, I told you about the Turpin kid a couple weeks ago. I said, man, that was a good signing. He was the MVP of the USFL. We were looking for a kick returner. And I think he showed off on Saturday night. Look, I could do the punt return thing. I could do the kickoff thing. He was very reminiscent of Dante Hall, the former All-Pro returner for the Kansas City Chiefs back in the day. Remember they used to call him the joystick?
Yeah, right. And then he... This is the 98-yard kickoff return and then come back and drop the punt on him, too?
For 84.
Brother can run.
And run away from people. That. And he's a water bug. He's going in and out of people. You can't grab him.
Right. You know, they don't teach you to run at the runner. They teach you to run at a point to catch the runner at that point. I watched this dude who had a perfect angle on him to catch him. And this brother just pulled out.
Yeah, rolled out.
Pulled out like this. I mean, whoa.
He got that breakaway runaway speed.
Yeah, he has that pullaway speed.
He's as fast as he needs to be.
I was very impressed.
Definitely electric, electrifying
he's
player.
He's probably fifth or sixth fastest in the league. You know, one, two, and three in Miami. Then the rest, you know, the day guy, yeah.
Well, we got the home court coming up right now, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau and the King's Feast. And it's all about the Greek Whopper. You got the Greek Whopper topped with tzatziki sauce, feta, and Greek spices. Comes along with a small fry, small fountain drink, three-piece mozzarella sticks, strawberry cream cheese turnover, and available your way right away in flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. It's only $13 VAT included, waiting on you at your favorite Burger King location today for takeout, drive-through, and delivery. All right, with the Craven app. And now, as we get into the home court, it's all about the results from the NACAC, the NACAC 2020 Open Championships in Freeport, Grand Bahama. Shawnee Milowebo won the 400-meter final. Sprinter Tynia Gaither got the silver and had an outstanding performance. And in the javelin, we had Rima Otabor earning the bronze, all right? But they're here with an in-depth report on everything, bringing us up to snuff. And Purdy, you can mute. You can check your Dodger game for at least the next 7 to 9 minutes, because here comes our broadcast car, Guardian, none other than my good friend, Yankee and Miami Dolphins. So you can't hate him. Yankee and a Dolphin, you can't hate him. You know what I mean? Half for you and half for me.
We can half hate him. Just half hate him, mate.
Yeah, half hate him a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. That Dolphin, yeah, that's really it. So anyway, my esteemed broadcast colleague, Mr. Sheldon Longley, right now with a full report from the NACAC Open Championships 2022 in Freeport, Grand Bahama. Sheldon, how are you, man? Welcome to the show. Let's go.
Good morning, Bahamas. This is Sheldon Longley coming to you from Freeport, Grand Bahama, where the 4th NACAC Track and Field Championships wrapped up last night at the Grand Bahama Sports Complex. The Bahamas winning 4 more medals in the final session last night, 2 silvers and 2 bronze. Brings the total up to 7 for the Bahamas, 1 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze to finish 6th in the competition. Let's get you a breakdown of how everything went down last night. Tania Gaither, she was the darling in the meet. Next to Shawnee, of course, she finished 2nd in the women's 200 meters last night, matching a personal best time of 22.41 seconds, finishing 2nd behind Brittany Brown from the U.S., who won in a new championship record of 22.35 seconds last night. As a matter of fact, both Brittany and Tania went under the former meet record last night, Brittany Brown winning in 22.35, Tania coming through in 2nd and matching a personal best time in 22.41 seconds, a kilometer from the U.S. winning the bronze in 22.53 seconds. And Tania wasn't done yet. What a run she had in the women's 4x1 final, passing 2 nations to bring the Bahamas up to 2nd place. The Bahamian team of Pentasia Johnson, Anthony Strawn, Devon Charlton, and Tania Gaither on the anchor leg. They won the silver medal in 43.34 seconds. The U.S. winning the gold in 42.35 seconds. And Jamaica claiming the bronze in 43.39 seconds in that event. Over in the field, Rima Otterbaugh winning the bronze for the Bahamas in the women's javelin. She had a throw of 57.91 meters, which equates to 186 feet. It's just off a personal best of 58.58 meters, winning the bronze for the Bahamas in that event. It was an American sweep as Carol Winger. She won the gold in 64.68 meters, 212 feet, 2.5 inches, breaking her own championship record in that event. And the other American, Ariana Ince, was 2nd with a throw of 59.69 meters, 195 feet, 10 inches. The men's 4x4 team, what a run they had. They finished with the bronze medal. Kennard Roll, Alonzo Russell, Shaquem Smith, and Wendell Miller. They went out there and they won the bronze in 306.21. The U.S. won the gold in 301.79. And Jamaica was 2nd in 305.47. In the women's triple jump, Tamara Myers, she was 4th, just missing out on the medal in that event. She had a jump of 13.69 meters, which equates to 44 feet, 11 inches. Thea Rutherford from Dominica, she had a new championship record jump of 14.49 meters, 47 feet, 6.5 inches for the gold. American Keturah Orji was 2nd in that event with a jump of 14.32 meters, 46 feet, 11 and 3/4 inches. Also going over the championship record last night. And Cuba's Davis Lady Velasco, she won the bronze with a jump of 14.08 meters, 46 feet, 2.5 inches. The men's long jump, Commonwealth Games champion Laquan Nanny had to settle for 4th in this event. He had a best of 7.75 meters, 25 feet, 5.25 inches. It was the same jump as the bronze medalist, but the bronze medalist had a better 2nd place jump than Laquan, so he was able to edge him out there. William Williams, he won the gold. American, 7.89 meters, 25 feet, 10.75 inches. Tajay Gale from Jamaica, he claimed the silver, 7.81 meters, 25 feet, 7.5 inches. And Sean D. Thompson, the other Jamaican, he won the bronze, 7.75 meters, as mentioned, the same distance as Laquan, but he had a better 2nd place jump than Laquan, so he was able to edge him out for the bronze in that event. Let's go now to the men 4x1. That team finished 4th. Anton Andrews, Ian Kerr, Carlos Brand, and Wanya McCoy, they ran a time of 39.42 seconds. They were able to finish 4th, the U.S. winning that event in 38.29 seconds. Trinidad and Tobago and Jamaica running an identical time, but Trinidad and Tobago winning the silver, you know, courtesy of a photo finish, winning in 38.94 seconds, and Jamaica claiming the bronze in the same time, 38.94, as mentioned, the Bahamas finished that event. The men's 400-meter hurdle, Shaquem Smith was on the track again for the Bahamas. He was 8th in that event, ran a time of 52.49 seconds. He said he felt a little bit of discomfort and he wasn't able to finish like he wanted to. He had run 50.55 seconds in the semifinals, which was the season's best for him, but was only able to finish eighth in the final at 52.49. The men's 200 meters were run by Ian Kerr. He ran a personal best time of 20.53 seconds, finishing fourth in that event. Jamaican Andrew Hudson, he won the gold in 19.87, a new championship record there. And American Kerry King was second in 20 seconds flat, also going under the world championship record. And Josephus Lyles, another American, he was third in 20.18. So once again, the Bahamas finishing with 7 medals in total to finish 6 of these NACA track and field championships. You had a gold from Shawnee. You had a silver from Tania in the women's 200 meters. You had another silver from the women's 4x1 team of Pentasia, Johnson, Anthony Strong, Devon Charlton, and Tania Gaither in the women's 4x1. You had a bronze from Rima Ottobor in the women's javelin. You had another bronze from Devon Charlton in the women's 100 meter hurdles. You had a bronze from Donald Thomas in the men's high jump. And the final medal for the Bahamas coming from the men's 4x4 team, giving the Bahamas 7 medals in total, 1 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze to finish 6th in the competition. The U.S. is way out front with 63 total medals, 29 gold, 22 silver, and 12 bronze. Jamaica finishing 2nd with 6 gold, 9 silver, and 9 bronze for 24. Canada was 3rd with 2 gold, 3 silver, and 9 bronze for 14. Cuba finishing 4th, 2 gold, 1 silver, and 3 bronze for 6. Guadeloupe, they had their 2 race walking golds, so they finished with 2 gold and 1 bronze for 3 total medals. And the Bahamas finishing 6th, 1 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze for 7 medals. It's significant because it's the highest the Bahamas has ever finished at the NACA Track and Field Championship, and beating some much larger nations such as Trinidad and Tobago, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. So great job by the Bahamas at these 4th NACA Track and Field Championships, finishing 6th overall with 7 total medals, 1 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze. A total of 23 championship records were set this year. This is Shelley reporting live from the 4th NACA Track and Field Championships here in Freeport, Grand Bahama.
That's a wrap right there. Pearly, you back? Pearly might be on Zoom now. Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm right there. So they got talking a little bit, but I thought
for results, and I appreciate Sheldon for bringing us up to snuff on that.
Yeah, man.
Had a good turnout. Yeah. Now if we could, you know,
yep,
just get some other things right in relation to track meets in Grand Bahama and Transformers, would be okay.
Yeah, but let's get the full story.
Huh?
They should get the full story.
All I know is there's been 2 track meets in Grand Bahama, Pearly, and 2 times the minister for Grand Bahama, Miss Moxie, has had issues with a transformer. That's all I'm trying to say. She got problems with Decepticons or something. She need Rodimus Prime to come save her. That's what I want to know.
Okay. I ain't getting in that.
That's all I'm saying. Maybe she need Bumblebee. Right. That's all. Anyhow, let's go to the break, Mr. Producer. We'll get to the first break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back at you. And, of course, you know, we'll pick up the conversation. You know, we'll get into Earl's favorite segment, Who's In and Who's Out, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And we'll have our picks for the night, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Monday, August 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with 4 thighs and 4 leg, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or 4 buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. But fine style with elegant taste, then fine thread is your place, is your place, is your place.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary on all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust.
Winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio 9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. Down the home stretch, we come 5:26 p.m. is the time. And now we get to slide into, you know, Earl the Pearl's favorite segment. Of course, Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And listen, on your way home right now, if you're in Mackey and Rosetta Street area, you definitely need to pop into Tropical Gyros. Experience, if you haven't already, the original Bahamian gyro, like jerk chicken, cracked lobster, cracked conch, barbecue salmon, grilled veggies, or the famous jerk chicken salad gyro. That's off the chain. And don't forget the bowls as well. So be sure to check them out on that. Like I said, they're open until 6. And if you haven't experienced, you need to now. All right? And if you know that it is Tropical Gyros, but you already know. Uh-huh. So we'll get into it. Who's in and who's out? We got to have a glance at the NFL. Coming in off the preseason, we got some news coming up. And Pearly, this one, no stranger to you. Big news out of L.A., out of Las Vegas. The Raiders plan to release running back Kenyon Drake. He was a former draft pick of you guys, a high pick of you guys, but apparently he's definitely on the outs. His two-year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders appears to have ended prematurely. The Raiders plan to release the veteran running back, this according to Tom Pelissero on Monday from the NFL Network. And typically when a team makes it known its plans to release a player, there's a last-ditch chance that a team can negotiate a trade. Such a chance remains in this situation, but doesn't appear likely. Drake joined the Raiders in 2021 on a two-year $11 million deal, but he did not live up to expectations, rushing 63 times for 254 yards and 2 touchdowns in 12 games. Josh Jacobs retained his role as the Raiders' lead back, receiving more than 3 times as many carries than Drake. And now with the Uriah White, it appears Drake is on the outs. And what do you think? You think he can find work elsewhere? Earl, I think he can find work elsewhere.
He probably find work as a backup somewhere, but he just get got to a level, he just plateaued.
I mean, he's got value in both the running and passing games. He's only 28, and he's still under the dreaded 30-year-old mark for running backs.
But if the Raiders cutting you, gee.
Well, I don't know, but guess what? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Reclamation project. He may not have worked in Las Vegas with the Raiders, but if you notice up in New England, White retired. James White just retired. They don't have a little scat back coming out of the backfield, really like that, in that role that he glorified so much. Good opportunity here. If you kick the tires on Kenyon Drake, put him in a Patriots uniform as that exclusive third down back, that pass catching back, to do something to that Patriots offense. And he's familiar with it because he just came out of Josh McDaniels, you know, being head coach with the Raiders. You got some other news. Baker Mayfield is now in, as you called it. You said he was going to be the starter in Carolina, and he is. Darnold back to the bench. Tom Brady is back with the Bucs, Purley. So there you go. Brady's back. What's your take on that? You think he took enough days off, played enough golf, did what Giselle needed him to do around the house, and now he can go play football? Is that the case?
Rumor has it he was playing Mass, dance or Mass, somebody of the sort.
Mass fool, that's what he needs. Good God. What else? Who's in and who's out? Yeah, the Bills rookie punter, Matt Arazia, he won the starting job. And,
really?
Yeah, he won. They were having a duel up there, and people were actually getting on social media and checking it out and whatnot. He was the actual winner of that. So we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, listen to here's the outs today, Pearly. Cuts coming in now as we get closer to that time.
That's what I interested in.
Tavon Austin, cut. Jalen Wardemeyer, tight end, cut. Offensive tackle, Derek Kerstetter. Offensive guard, Jordan Simmons. Hold on. Linebacker, Markell Lee. This Buffalo. Defensive back, okay. Tim Harris. Defensive back, Elijah Griffin. And punter, Matt Hack. Tim Harris, Jordan Simmons, and Tavon Austin still off of value there. You guys let go. Yeah. Cornerback, Tino Ellis. Defensive lineman, Jordan Williams. Offensive lineman, Cole Banwart. And wide receiver, Devontae Dedmon.
Nothing surprising to me.
New England had a bunch of nobodies go, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but nobody that we know. The Jets let defensive end Tim Ward go, offensive lineman Derek Kelly, and wide receiver Rashard Davis, who were all part of their plans previously. They're now gone. The Ravens have released quarterback Brent Hundley, running back Corey Clement. Now, Corey Clement could end up back in the locker room because he was a big part of it last year. But he signed in the offseason with Baltimore. So he could be back in Dallas or he could be back in Philadelphia. Wide receiver Devin Williams. Cornerback Robert Jackson. Surprise cut right there by the Ravens early. And defensive back Denzel Williams. Now listen,
when you think that's early like that, that has given him an opportunity to pick up somebody else to pick him up.
Right. Cincinnati let go Puka Williams Jr. I was kind of shocked there. He was on their wide receiver list. I thought he was coming up and he was going to make that team. Linebacker Silas Kelly, another surprise cut there. The Browns, wide receiver Derek Dillon, defensive back Reggie Robinson. Some of the, you know, experienced NFL players. The rest, a bunch of no-namers. Listen, this I don't get. Okay, I totally don't get this unless they're stashing this dude on the practice squad or because I want to see what the asterisk means. They got his name. I need to know what it means. But over there, Pittsburgh let go Master Teague. And he was tearing it up in camp. He's definitely going to get picked up by somebody else if they don't put him on the practice squad. Like, real talk. Have you seen some of the stuff he did in practice? He had some great practice games, had some good runs in the preseason. I'm very surprised to see Master Teague on that list for the Steelers.
They probably look and say, listen, he can be with us. He deserves it. If you give him a late cut, somebody may not pick him up. He may lose out on an opportunity to get a decent contract. So let's let him go now. Somebody grab him up. Let's watch and see who picks him up in the next week or two.
Nobody from Houston of note, nobody from Indianapolis of note, but Mike Strawn with the Indianapolis Colts, three receptions, 45 yards, and a touchdown in the loss the other night in the preseason. But he did run some routes, and like we talked about here on the show, big target in the red zone. So look for him to do some things in that offense for the Colts this year. Jacksonville Jaguars, nobody of note, really. Tennessee Titans running back Jordan Wilkins, 12, but nobody of note after that. And a lot of nobodies across the league. Now, Over in the Raiders, they cut some names, though. The Raiders, they cut some names. DeMarcus Robinson, Jordan Veazey, wide receivers. Vernon Butler, defensive tackle. Linebacker Kenny Young. The Raiders are cleaning house.
They're going younger.
Skyler.
More athletic.
Yeah. The Chargers, they cut center Isaac Weaver and safety Skyler Thomas, which is kind of surprising. The Cowboys, we cut wide receiver Ty Frofogel, tight end Ian Bunting, defensive tackle Austin Fa'alu, and defensive back Kyron Brown. Some of those could be practice squad designates. Nobody for the Giants of note. Eagles, linebacker Ali Fayed, defensive back Jimmy Moreland, wide receiver Lance Lenoir. Yep. Those were guys who had a cup of coffee before. Washington Commanders, nobody of note. The Bears, like 8 cuts, but nobody of note. The Detroit Lions cut Josh Johnson, wide receiver. Ryan McCollum, center. Nobody's from Green Bay. Ton of nobody's from Minnesota as well. Atlanta, Carolina, New Orleans, same thing. Same thing with Tampa Bay. A lot of the bottom of the roster guys are gone now. But we should see some more big-name cuts by the end of the week. What do you say, Pearly? Anybody in Miami we should be keeping an eye on that might surprise us getting cut?
Preston Williams.
You can't find a trade partner for Preston Williams?
I've been looking. I wouldn't be
surprised. He's a pretty decent wide receiver. I mean, he's not the greatest, but he's pretty decent.
He's good. But you got, you know, you talk about Wilson from you guys. You bring Tyree Gillen. You get the two rookies. And the second year, Bowden Jr., who really showing him up.
I saw Bowden Jr. Really on the punt squad. So I guess he's your special teams ace, too.
Well, that he's the brother trying to stay on the team, right?
He got to do it by any means necessary, I guess.
Yep.
Whether it's in the punt game or the kick game or so on and so forth. So, yeah. But those were some of the surprise cuts, like I said, out of the NFL. And this week, kind of wrapping up preseason. This is the last preseason game, and then we got a couple of weeks off before the season starts.
Well, you're only 3. That's right.
No. Well, it may be 4. No, it's 4. They had the Hall of Fame game. Let me double check it and make sure.
Each team, I think they only play 3, or they play?
They may play 4.
Each team.
But nonetheless,
I'm pretty certain it's 3.
I think it's going to wrap up this week. This is NFL preseason week 2. So next week is week 3, and then we should be because if you play a game next week, you're looking at into the.
Yeah,
so
we only got, like I say, each team only playing 3 preseason games. So we got the Eagles.
It wraps this week. This weekend's games, that's it. Because next week, you got to make your cuts. And the first game is on the 8th, which is a Thursday, and the kickoff is on the 11th. So, yeah.
Yep.
Time is flying, and we'll soon have the best time of the year at our fingertips once again.
But I still waiting on you to drop that fantasy team. You see, right now my budget getting tight, so if you take much longer, you ain't on Gobble.
No, but I got the 6. You and Obi need to get me 4 more.
You got me in that 6?
Yeah. Me, you, Obi, Raheem. Sancho.
See my son doing together. You know, my son. Somebody there who listen, that may want to come in. But
yeah,
I
listen.
I got one of my sons to come in for sure.
Anybody want to get part of the Talking Heads Fantasy Football League? And you definitely could chime in. We got 5 players already. If you want to, if you're interested.
We
could do 12. Text me now if you want. I'll give you a contact info, and we'll get you in the league. It seems like it's another fantasy league I have to win this year, so be it. I will take your beer money, and I will win. And I have to defend in the press box league this year because I'm the champ. Chef coming after me, though. Keeper league, we get to keep 4. Guess who his receivers are? Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle,
right?
And Jamar Chase.
Wow.
And his quarterback is Pat Mahomes. Now,
hey, you know what? But I like Dallas team for you know, the defense special teams. I like Dallas own, you know.
Listen to me. But let me counter with what the champ is defending with. Okay? Because I'm no chopped liver.
Okay.
I have Dak Prescott at quarterback, Nick Chubb at running back, sleeper sensation at running back this year is going to explode on the scene even bigger than he has already. Running back from Detroit. He's going to get a healthy diet of football. He's going to be decent. He's going to put up points for me. And then my wide receiver is Devontae Adams, who's going to catch all the balls in L.A. So I have balance. I have balance. Yeah, Chef could put it up with all them receivers, but I have balance. You see what I mean? Week in and week out, I have balance. And I also have a voodoo doll that specifies in soft tissue injury, and I poke in lone hamstrings. I take fantasy to a serious level. I take fantasy to a very serious level.
I know, I'm seeing that, but you know, my family, we have a team amongst the family, you know, cousins and my sons.
You need to get Doc in, man. You need to get your son who's the doctor in, man. Stat boys in it. Get him in it.
Nah, I could be with him, but I know he's dead in some other fantasy.
So I can slap up on my son and my nephew at the same time.
I'll see if he's, but I know they're probably in some others. I can see if they're available. But we have a draft party where we're actually going to get up and say, you know, Chippenham, Dolphins, choose, blah, 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 in the first round. We can actually make it really cool.
Mr. Producer, you could take me to the break because he done lost me with Chippenham, Dolphins. How you could desecrate the great Chippenham with Dolphins behind it, Pearly?
Easy.
We ain't no losers out of Chippenham, babe. Ain't no losers out of Chippenham. Pure greatness come out of Chippenham. They're listening to two components of the greatness of Chippenham right now.
The only team to ever be undefeated has to be associated with Chippenham. You want me associated with the Foxes?
Never mind. Go to the break. Point made and point taken. I'll let you slide with that one. All right. Because, you know, they don't have Dolphin and Fox Hill. They got more of Goldie Fish. But anyway, that's a different story for another day.
Tom Brady.
Back to school time is here, and so are the smart styles and great prices at John's. Great prices on brands like Clark, Sperry, Timberland, Fat Farm, and others you've grown to trust over the years. Both you and your child will be happy with their shoes each morning. Your backpack, their lunch bag, or box, John's has you covered. Socks and belts, too. Teachers, we know your job needs, so make sure put them in something easy to work in by coming into John's. And help get yourself ready for the new school year. So to beat the crowd, come on in today to John's and get set for school.
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. We'll be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Oppa! Burger King NASA is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomatoes and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK NASA, where taste...
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM continues right now. And Pearly, boy, I tell you, he's talking who's in and who's out, but you got to look at some other things too, you know. NBA, I don't want... What's going on there? A little interference. We're Pearly listening to in the background, man. Pearly stepped out of here. Pearly in the car. He pulled in the pita. But listen.
No. Actually, commercial. The commercial break came back a little fast, and I was.
Okay. Well, check this out. Let's check out what's going on in the NBA. Apparently, you got some disgruntled.
I'm not set up with all this rigmarole rag every minute. I kind of shut the NBA out. When it happened. You know.
You even on their run.
No, because every week is a different story, you know.
And the look here, they talking about, they talking.
The Spider go there, the KD go here. You know, come on, man, do what you can do.
Listen, they had a Bleacher Report. I had your Lakers as a playing team. They said Lakers could be 42-40 this year.
That's possible. Still my Lakers.
Yeah, that's great. You know? I just, you know. Can't get over how.
That's fine. Still my Lakers.
That's
still
fine. No. But the solace that you find is it's still my Lakers. Deep down inside, you know 42-40 would burn any real freaking Laker. Like, I would burn in me in exile.
I'm not saying it's not burning me, and I'm not saying I'm not going to be.
And you know who caused this again? And you know who caused this again?
Dr. Rafa Mari, I don't know, allowed him to be a self-imposed. No, I'm not going to do that. And
you know who caused this, right? Say who caused it. Say who caused it, like I said before I even came here 4 years ago, like I said, and you all call me crazy. But no. Now it's coming to bite us right in the Laker bungie, and you all won't say nothing.
Leaving. I ain't let nobody run me out of town. I'd rather have hard times with you than good times with someone else. That's me.
You know that bronze sexuality is rubbing off on you, you know. You sang that like one of them.
To do with him.
Like a real bronze sexual.
No. This got nothing to do with him. I cannot stand LeBron. I don't want him there, but I'm not leaving my Lakers because he's there. No. I know, you know, that word is in fetters is used or they will give it beat. I stick it with my team.
That's great, man.
And I can be, and I can moon, and I can carry on bad, and I can cuss him stink, and I can call him every dirty word I know.
You know, still listen, you know why I put myself in self-imposed exile? My neighbor told me, he said, Naughty, you
because
go.
You walk away.
No.
I scared to go anywhere. I don't know if not fight, break up with me, and you're like, you run, leave me.
Earl, you're talking out the side of your neck, all right? My neighbor tell me, cause you just kick my dog during football season because I was a Dolphin fan. I don't need you kicking my dog because I like LeBron. 82 games. I say, fair enough.
I do like LeBron.
Cruelty to animals is high on my list. I'm against it, so let me push up.
Like the young fellas trying to say, I don't like man. I like the Lakers. That's my team. Been my team for 50 years.
Yeah, well.
I ain't going nowhere.
Good. You could watch it for me till I come back.
I've been a Dodger for 50 years. I've been a Dolphin for 49 years.
Boy, that means...
For 50 years, sorry. I've actually been a Laker for 51 years.
In a total of 150 years pulling for these franchises, only the Lakers made you a winner, really, and the Dodgers recently.
But you've been
an all-around most of your sports career, huh?
Doesn't matter. I still stick with my team. See, I don't jump ship because we ain't winning. I stick with my
team. Hold on,
team.
No.
The Lakers.
Now, hold on. Dodgers, see, Earl, don't twist it now.
Go in self-imposed exile.
Listen.
I don't hide.
Get it right. Don't get it twisted now. Because I've been with the Lakers through plenty losing seasons.
But you ain't there now. You're quitting now.
Because of LeBron. So get it right. Don't say because they lost. Because I waited it out.
No man gonna run me.
I waited it out when our best weapon was Sadiq 3 at the point. But don't play with me.
Because I meet somebody in my... No. He's there. I coming in there. What you doing in my house?
Listen, I can't go to LA and waste the bay with a conch shell. Okay? So since I can't do that, I get chill till he retire. But just like I told y'all, he's sticking around. Because watch out.
I bite him with a small conch shell on my TV many nights.
Listen, if you don't see what he's posturing to do, he's got that 2-year extension, option for third, and if Bronny's anywhere close to getting in a Laker uniform to play father and son, they can try cashing on the ticket. But will it be really worth it to the franchise?
That's stupid. He can't even make the NBA.
Anyway, Pearly, when it happened, I will then say that a once illustrious franchise has become a dog and pony show. I swear to God. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Not you not.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Ain't cool, man. I got one question, man. Why do you guys hate LeBron so much?
I've already...
You have a valid reason.
Okay, you want to hear my valid reasons?
Yes, please.
All right, first and foremost, don't twist what he does off the court for why I dislike him, okay? Uh-huh. Off the court, I will commend that young man on everything he's done to help people in Cleveland and out of Cleveland, especially young people, become entrepreneurs, students, so on and so forth. I'm never going to bash that, all right? Let's clear that up. Let's make that abundantly clear. Now, as for how he goes on the court, he is a petulant prima donna who's been served up from Akron High School, overhyped. People have been jockeying him from then. He's failed to deliver to the hype that he's been pushed on. When he couldn't deliver because of the hype was so high, he pushed out and went seeking a championship and getting help because he couldn't. Then he ran from there. And then went back to Cleveland, and then this incarnation wants to be a coach, wants to be the GM. Can't work. So he comes to L.A.
But the narrative was...
What?
And many people forget.
Hold on, but you asked me to... Let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
Then he goes to L.A. in his petulant, girlish ways, and he wants to be GM. And we have a great deal for Buddy Hield on the table and other pieces, but he overrides it for Russell Westbrook. And then after the ish hits the fan and the Lakers are in the toilet, guess what he says? He had nothing to do with it. That ain't his fault. Come on, man.
So guess what?
He's the petulant prima donna, bro. That's my problem with him. He don't have the heart of Brian. He don't have the heart of Jordan. He don't have, for lack of a better word, the testicular fortitude they did.
So
he's a brilliant player that lacks the heart, the backbone, and the bollocks to be the greatest.
The one thing I noticed about the haters of LeBron...
Is that good enough for you? Did I cover all the bases? Are you satisfied with my answer?
Yeah, I'm satisfied.
Was it enough narratives? Did I express myself correctly that you I hate?
Yeah, because you said that he wants to do all of the character traits of a basketball player, coach, GM, wants to fix his team.
And then failed in a lot of them incarnations as well, too. Four and six in the finals. And when he tried to be a GM, it blew up in his face in L.A. And when he tried to play as coach in Cleveland, Steph then beat him, two out of three in the finals or three out of four in the finals? I mean, come on.
The reason I asked that, because no one speaks about when he had Cedrunas Ilgauskas and Anderson Varejo and Daniel Booby Gibson.
These were people that he asked to go trade for, too, you know.
No.
Yes,
he was already there.
No, sorry. When Ilgauskas left and he got cut, guess what happened? Who went and lobbied for them to bring him back? Go look it up.
But when
Booby Gibson was another one. He was whispering in the air, we like Booby. Like when he was in Miami, he told him to go get the little point guard from Connecticut. Then he pushed out and went back to Cleveland. Those are the kind of maneuvers that I'm talking about.
When he got his first loss to San Antonio Spurs and got swept, one speaks about that.
Yeah, what speaks about that? Stop. You mean that one when he lost and he pulled his shirt out of his pants like a prima donna in game four and passed the ball to everybody, and then he pulled out of Cleveland right after that and went to Miami chasing a ring? Another incident of his petulance in prima donna ways? Okay,
no,
yeah,
that
go ahead.
I think that's when, afterwards, Ben Wallace and Shaq, when there's a conversation, that's when he thought he could get some help.
All right, well, then one more season later then. And then he did the whole push out. Okay, so anyway, go ahead.
Okay, now about the Lakers. Everyone else on your team and you winning. No one spoke about Kobe when he had Kwame Brown and Andrew Bynum.
Oh, listen, I ain't been talking about that. I'm talking when I talked to Earl. I've been there when Sadale Threet was the point guard and the star after Magic Johnson made his announcement.
See, these people don't even remember these names. But they so quick to say, he got Kyrie. He got Paul Gasol. But you got to understand is that people look at the success story. But you got to know the progress to get there and get that champagne in their eyes and trophy. But you don't know that 82 games, sometimes back-to-back, two-a-days, three-a-days, very hard. Now, look at LeBron. He had one of the best careers of any basketball player ever. And guess what? In the next year or two, you're still going to be talking about him, but he'll be the number one leading scorer ever in the NBA. No one speaks about that.
Okay, but hold on. The present leading scorer in the NBA has 6 NBA championships.
And guess what? He's a Laker as well.
And so former Milwaukee Buck. I mean, and that same person we talk about, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, has won on every level. He's won at Powell Memorial High School in New York, at UCLA.
He's like 7'2".
No.
But LeBron had to break down his IQ. First pass player. Oh, strength in the post. See, y'all can say the GOAT anyway, it's Kobe or Michael Jordan. No. But you have to break down skill set levels. If you look at, I think Kobe is close there. The only reason I don't think he's number one because he got the moves from Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan asked all him the moves.
There you go. But Earl, you handle this case of Brun sexuality now. Your floor, yeah. Dr. Earl. Go ahead.
My brother,
let me tell you something. When it was all said and done, Kobe had the better turnaround jumper than Jordan. Flawless.
You can say with anybody, but leave Kobe out your mouth, please. Don't go there. I just want to say this much.
But when Kobe was
let me say this much.
Hold on. What happened?
Golden State.
Stop. No. Hold on.
Nick Young and all these other young breeds.
No, careful now. Careful. No. Careful. Repeat it nice and slow. I got it, Pearlie. Repeat it nice and slow what you said about Kobe and his relationship and so on. Let me hear that portion of it.
The March?
Yeah.
When Kobe was down and out, y'all switched bandwagons to him.
Hold on. Don't say nothing to me about when Kobe was out, because every step of the way from Kobe's career, from the McDonald's High School All-American game until he dropped 61, and Lord bless his sweet soul, he died in that helicopter, I've been pulling for Kobe Bryant. So know your role. Watch your mouth.
Guess what?
Let me get this in. 1 second, Pearlie. Let me just get this in. Since you want to talk about superstars' families, I never heard none of your brunch sexuals say a peep when his mummy was riding west with Delonte and caused him to implode in the finals and check out on his team like a little petulant sucker. Yeah, I talked that.
They even say Michael Jordan.
I didn't hear y'all saying nothing about that.
You all need to learn this history.
Yeah, you need to learn your history. If you go to throw a rock at Kobe Bryant's glass house with his wife and $4 million ring that he gave her to make up for the ish, then I could throw a big conch shell right back at you.
I guess what y'all might not believe, but they even named Jimmy Butler Michael Jordan's son.
Can I get a word in, please? Go ahead, Pearlie.
Honestly, before I go, you all have to just stop picking them and they winning. Because if you pick someone and you winning, y'all gonna have some naughty years of...
Dude, stop. Listen how... Now, use my boy, but listen how... And I ain't trying to use this to insult you, but listen how ignorant that sounds. This man pulls for the Dolphins. How much more loyal could you be to losing than the Dolphins? I'm a damn long-time suffering Dallas Cowboy. What are you talking about being loyal? What are you talking about being...
One team.
Right.
Losing and winning.
Right.
And them small boys, you're small. You're soft.
My brother.
Broken finger.
Every team.
Break up shoulder.
My brother.
My Kobe.
My brother.
Yeah.
Every team I pull for, I've been pulling for 50 years or more.
Tell me, quick.
The man every day says, the Dodgers.
Do you know who Will Chamberlain and Jerry West? You see, you don't even know Pat Riley's name. Hold on. Let me explain something to you.
You barking the wrong tree, brother.
Basketball. Let me explain something to you. I know basketball when it only came on Friday night at 11:30 at Tape Delayed.
I know basketball.
When Wilson Chamberlain, Jerry West, Cam Winrich was the Lakers. When my daddy was a Knicks fan from 1971, neither is to pull against each other. I said, I'm a Will Chamberlain, Jerry West Laker, my brother.
Hold on.
I am a Steve Garvey, Ron Say, Billy Russell, Tommy Lasorda Dodger.
Okay, and call up.
Bob Macy, Larry Zonka, Dolphin.
And just so you know, I am an old Magic Johnson, Mark Landsberger, Bob McAdoo. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Third
Rhombus. No. I leave Rhombus out there. That's too easy. Mike McGee, if you really know about it.
Michael Cooper.
Thank you very much. So I've been there. Jamal Silk Road. That's when Stacy came later after that. Mr. Jericho came after that.
So
that's my Laker pedigree, okay?
Right now, you talking to a sports journalist, historian, 29-year-old millennial. These cats these days don't even know Curry
well,
and Kyrie.
I'm happy that you're one of them 29-year-old Googling millennials, but I'll still tell you, I appreciate your contributions.
But I
still remind you that me and Pearlie done forgot more about sports than y'all will ever Google, y'all youngsters, but I appreciate you chiming in. And we'll see you tomorrow right here talking at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Pearlie, who the Dodgers playing tonight?
Good night. The Dodgers got Milwaukee tonight. Urias pitching tonight, 13-6. Go with him.
Oh, good. Can I take the under in the runs or the over in the runs? The under is six and a half.
What's the spread with? Go with the over.
Go with the over and Dodgers by 1.5?
Yeah. Dodgers by more than 1.5, yeah.
And see, I will always acquiesce to your Laker longitude. Because I only go so far. You go from inception. I think you watch from George Mikan time.